I tell you what, it's a big day in the technical world tomorrow because there's going to be an international Apple event. And of course, Trevor Long from EFTM will be all over it. So he may not be able to be with us tomorrow because he'll be locked away. It's a bit like being locked away in the budget, Trevor, isn't it? Big day tomorrow. You're very, very excited. Before we talk about it, Trevor, what about this? I was just talking to Timmy from Fox about this new innovative piece of cricket technology. It's the game-changing smart ball. What about this, eh?
I mean, the idea is that, you know, computers can do a lot these days, but little tiny sensors, right?
Yeah.
They can actually tell everything from the speed of the spin to the direction. So you imagine that data going into computers can show them in real time what's going on. But I do wonder whether it's required, given you look at the technology they've already got with that that ball tracker that comes in when they do the, you know, review of the LBs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty darn accurate information. So I'm not sure why they need the ball data. But
it's so that we at home can see, like, imagine with when Warnie was playing, to see exactly how much tweak he was putting on the ball, how fast it was fizzing through the air, how was it coming out of his arm, and I don't know. It's just something else for the lounge room fans to. It's another gadget for us to be amazed by, like Snicko was.
I was at, I don't know, I can't remember the name of the ground, one of those big important grounds in London a few years ago.
Lords.
And, yeah, no, I don't think it was Lords. I've got to be honest. Maybe it was. Anyway, that's how big I am.
Big cricket fan, yeah.
But they were announcing a smart bat there. They had a bat that had sensors built into it, and they also had a drone that was flying over so they could tell the quality of the pitch and the style of, you know, it's Tony Greg's pitch report with the drone. So, mate, all this stuff's out there. Imagine the ball's got sensors in it, the bat's got sensors in it. Do we even need to watch it anymore? They'll just tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah. Once upon a time, we had Tony Gregg's key. That's all we needed.
The old Julius Marlowe's.
It's all we need. Trevor Long, what's Apple got in store for the world tomorrow? What's happening, buddy?
I feel, well, we don't know officially, but if you follow the rumour mills and use the kind of annual trajectory of things, it feels like it's going to be new laptops. The MacBook Pro is one of the most popular laptops on the market, and they built... Last year, Apple introduced their own chips. So, you know, everything's got Intel inside. Well, Apple have their own version of that now. So they're not using Intel anymore. It's quite controversial. Mm. But they're going to release a more high-speed, a more pro-level processor. We think it'll be called the M1X, and it'll be in a 14-inch and a 16-inch MacBook Pro. I suspect there'll be more than that, though. I just think the two laptops, one event, just seems like not enough. So we're either going to get more computers, or we might even get new AirPods. AirPods are long overdue. They've been around for years and they haven't changed, the entry-level ones. And the competition in the headphone market is intense. So I feel like it's time for new AirPods, but that is an absolute rumor, and I really can't be sure that the AirPods will come. But I would like to think there'll be more than just laptops tomorrow morning, because me getting up at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. to watch an event about laptops is a big call.
It is a big call, but, you know, this is your job. You've got to do it, and you've got to inform the rest of the world. So there you go. So tomorrow we probably won't talk to you unless you're out early. What's the story?
The only likelihood is if it's a very – I mean, the event starts at 4 our time in Sydney. So, mate, the likelihood of it being over an hour is very, very slim. So,
yeah,
more likely the bulk of it will be done by 5:30, and you'll get the info on the Today Show or on EFTM.com.
Okay, and then you and I will talk later in the week. Just before we go, have you got something interesting, a Christmas present for us to think about?
A Christmas present for you to think
about?
Yeah,
just something last minute.
What do you want for Christmas, Lukey boy?
Do you know what? I finally learned, I may have told you this last week, I was telling Jess, my daughter Holly finally explained to me how I can send texts by talking to Siri. Because I hate sending texts. I hate it. I've got my thumbs. It takes me ages. I push the wrong letters. And apparently you can push the button and you can say, send a text. And she says to who, and you say the name and it says go, and you're talking to it. So now, and it depends on how many beers I've had on the Friday, the length of my text I'm sending, God, War and Peace now.
I was just going to say, I'm a bit concerned about your Friday evening text.
Exactly.
There's a chance that Siri's going to say, Luke, lay off the beers.
I know. I do need I need a Siri beerometer to stop
maybe,
me.
Maybe that there's a Christmas gift for you. You can buy these, you know what are they called? Blood alcohol sensors.
You know,
your own little breathalyzer.
That's what you need. Yeah, if it's over, whatever, you can't.
We need that link to your phone.
Exactly.
So Siri can say, listen, you're over 0.05, buddy.
Yeah, stop.
Come back to me in 20 minutes.
No, tomorrow. Sorry, I can't understand you. You're speaking Portuguese. The other thing is, so Holly on Saturday, she said, Dad, you sent me, there's a text on my phone. And do you know what it said? This is not a word of a lie. The text that my daughter received was this: "Hey Siri, send Holly a text."
What do you want to say?
Oh look! Oh my God!
If so, oh mate, 4 a.m. in the morning, the poor thing.
Oh, and guess what? I've just said, "Oh my God," to Holly.
Oh my God! Do you need to send it?
No.
Oh, you're a madman,
Trevor! Help me.
You're beyond help.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Siri, get Luke help.
Goodbye.
See ya.